today on The Travel Guys.
Last week, we sent Tom out on the street to sample ride-sharing services. In today's travel news, we have some important updates for Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharers.
Did you say wife-sharing?
I said ride-sharing.
At 3:15, we have a mystery guest who will answer some questions that we have as passengers on an airplane. Not going to want to miss it.
Speaking of ride sharing, not wife sharing, at 3:35, we have a guest who tells you how to make yourself heard when you've had a bad ride sharing experience. What are some of the pitfalls of the ride share? Be here at 3:35.
At 3:45, our entertainment segment will meet the director of a small regional theater in the foothills with a real unique twist.
Plus, throughout the hour, we'll give you the opportunity to call in, comment, and win seats to travel with us on the Magic Bus on August 2nd. Listen carefully to the travel news to increase your chances to win.
All aboard for all that in the next 55 minutes today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Tickets out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
With the show. Well, hello again, my friends. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman with Sports Leisure Vacations on my left. I'm on my right. I should be on my left because I'm left-handed.
It's a good day to be a Hoffman.
Yeah, it is.
Because Germany just won the World Cup.
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you, in the final minutes of what appeared to be a game that could go on forever.
Yeah. Yeah, and ever and ever and ever.
And you know, I would advise against, though, giving updates on the Giants game today because there are people that may be
people who watched the World Cup and didn't and are going to watch the Giants game on the replay this evening. We'll just leave that alone.
There you go.
But you'll want to watch the replay on the Giants this evening. How have you been, sir?
I've been excellent. Enjoying this warm weather, doing some honeydew projects over the weekend.
State Fair is going on. I won't say big crowds, but a lot of folks out. I missed a few pedestrians coming across the street there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The radio station where we are located here at 1545 River Park Drive, it's almost walking distance to the fair. In fact, it's amazing. You'll see all the people that will literally park within, you know, a couple of hundred yards of here and walk all the way through to the main gate, you know, like a mile, three quarters of a mile to the...
I'd probably be one of those people.
Yeah.
I hate paying people to park on a vehicle. It just seems like an incredible waste of money.
Paying for parking.
I don't know why. It just bothers me.
I wonder if there's less parking at the State Fair as a result of the construction of the Bonnie Field. The new soccer stadium.
Well,
that's
over on the racetrack side of things, I think, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Yeah. No, I think it's over where the old outdoor amphitheater
used to be. Well,
it's a news
station. Maybe you guys should wander over there and find out what's... It's just a thought.
Louise, put somebody on that, would you? Welcome. We got a great show in store for you today. Lots to do. Again, an opportunity for you to perhaps travel with us on the Magic Bus. Be listening closely to the travel news. When we tell you to call in and we'll give you instructions at that point in time. So anyway, Mark, lots of stuff going on in the travel news. Why don't we not have any travel music since I don't have any for you? I can hum your favorite.
How about if by popular demand you don't?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what do you got in the travel news
for us?
I've
got the TSA has, as you may have heard, has issued another update on the whole phones. You know, the terrorists, they're afraid now that terrorists have figured out a way to use phones and iPads to be able to activate bombs on a plane. So what they're doing now is if you get on an international flight, especially if you're inbound to the United States, if your iPad won't fire up, then you may have an issue because the TSA wants it to be able to come on. So if you're traveling internationally, this doesn't have anything to do with domestic flights. If you're traveling internationally and you're getting ready to get on an airplane to come back to the United States, no matter who you're flying with, make sure that all your gadgets have at least enough power in them to power up, because otherwise you're going to be subjected to some additional search and some other hassles. So just on international flights.
So are you saying that at the TSA will have you fire up and may have you turn on your device so that they can check it.
So they can make sure that it's really a live device.
I see.
That's the point, is that if it's not, its insides could be something else. So what they're trying to do is just get you to fire up and show that it's really a live device. So why that's only for international and not for domestic, but I am not the TSA, so don't ask me. Alaska Airlines was, if you put an asterisk next to it, the most punctual U.S. airline in the month of June with an arrival rate of 85%. The reason I say with an asterisk is because Hawaiian is always number one. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Because all those inter-island flights they do every day, they mm-hmm. have no weather issues, they have no,
they do.
You know, those flights are like 99% on time. And so,
and those count.
Yeah, and those all count. So Hawaiian usually ends up somewhere in the 95, 96, 97 percentile. So that's why you don't see them mentioned, is because the other people feel that kind of they have an unfair advantage when
yeah,
it comes
they,
to on
they
time.
Do. They do.
So Alaska, which you would say would have a disadvantage, I would suggest to you, when it comes to on time. So the fact that they're on the top is kind of impressive. And then it goes to, this is just the large guys now. This leaves out all of the regional carriers and the puddle jumpers and all that stuff. Virgin America was second, Delta, U.S. Airways, JetBlue, and then it's a significant drop to United, American, and Southwest.
Fascinating.
And, yeah. And one of the reasons that Southwest is having so many on-time issues is because they really now have, I was talking to a Southwest flight attendant yesterday at the airport, and they really do have a policy now of waiting for passengers on the last plane of the night for connecting passengers. So if it's more than a couple people and they know it's going to be 15, 20, maybe even 30 minutes, they're going to wait for those people.
So their on-time stats might go down, but their customer service
that could very well happen
will go up.
If you're getting home 15 or 20 minutes later, so somebody else could get on the plane, or so all the luggage could make it, maybe that's your luggage. You know, the next time that may be you that's running through the airport.
Well, you know, I think, and they may do this, if the smart thing would be to tell people why they're running a little bit behind.
And Southwest has been very good at that. And I haven't been there when United has done it, but I know that a couple of my groups have made connections because United has held airplanes. So it's the planes are fuller, and it's a lot harder to rebook people. And it's a big hassle, and especially if it's not weather-related and you've got to put them up in a hotel or something like that, there could be some costs involved. All right, from the sharing economy update here, we talked about ride-sharing services last week. There's another new one, Tom. This one just started out the 1st of July, and it's called Shuttle. S-U-D-D-L-E, Shuttle, and it is designed primarily, one of the things they're trying to get you to do is use them to take your children places. So you don't have to be a soccer mom anymore. You can have a car service. And this seems really bizarre to people on the West Coast. But to people who live on the East Coast, it's not bizarre at all, because many of them have had car services that have shuttled their kids around for all of their lives.
This is true. Here again, I'm sure that as long as they're properly background checked and to the same level that you might the bus driver for your local school. I mean, let's face it, for years, we as children and our children's children would go out and stick them on the bus with a stranger to take them to school.
Exactly. So, with 60 other screaming children.
There you go.
It's a wonder that any of those bus drivers, they must all be in homes somewhere. Okay, here's another interesting sharing economy note from our friend Ed Perkins at Smarter Travel. Ed, who's a guest on this program from time to time. Ed tells us about a new sharing flight service, the new Uber for light planes. Flight Now works just like any of the other big ride sharing applications. If you own a small general aviation aircraft and plan a trip somewhere, Flight Now calls them adventures, but you don't have a full plane. You post your trip and offer to take one or more folks along to share your costs, typically the airport fees and the fuel and oil and stuff like that, and they split the costs with you. So it's unlike Uber, you're not actually making money out of the deal. But an estimated cost of sharing a flight from San Francisco to Tahoe, $250.
You know, I can see it now. Okay, you're going to be traveling from here to wherever, halfway across the country. You're going to go to Arizona, and there's a moving van with two extra seats in the front. May not be your stuff, okay? But they'll post it, and they'll ride share, and you can ride with the moving van guy and hitch a ride.
Last week we told you about Norwegian Air, which is bringing discounted airfare from across the pond to the United States. This week we have a little report here about what the airfares really are from Los Angeles. Three flights a week to London is $1,360. in economy in the summer, but 646 in the winter. They're flying from Fort Lauderdale, Los Angeles, and New York. The fares, without going into all this detail, the fares seem to be a little bit cheaper in the summer, but significantly cheaper in the off season. So the airlines may, if this impacts airfares at all, we may see some lower airfares in the off season to go to Europe, which would be nice because on season airfares to Europe, folks, are up in the $1,500 to $1,600 range. All right, we talked about airfare flights that were on time, people that were on time, and people that weren't. Airlines are losing more of your bags at least month over month, year over year. In May, there are 1.9%, let's see, wait a minute here, 3.3%, 3.4 mishandled bags per 1,000 passengers. It's about a half a bag more than in April. I'm not exactly sure how to translate that, but the airlines are losing more of your suitcases in May than they were in April. If yours showed up, then never mind. And JetBlue has decided they are going to phase out the check-in process. Imagine this. They're going to eliminate online or airport check-in requirements for passengers because you're going to get all of this stuff on your phone, of course, which you can already with some passengers. But basically, it's just designed if you don't have any bags and you've booked an even more space seat, you just show up at the airport and go to the gate with your boarding pass. You don't go anywhere else. How is that different from what you would do now?
I don't know.
I mean, I would just, if I already had my boarding pass and I didn't have a bag, I'd just go to the... Maybe we're missing something there in the translation, I'm guessing. An airport, listen, if you're thinking of going to Venezuela, it's getting a little tougher to go there. And the reason it's getting tougher to go there is because the U.S. airlines can't get their money back out of the country. American Airlines says it has $750 million stuck in Venezuela. Delta Airlines has a bunch of cash there. So American Airlines has cut 80% of its flights to Venezuela, and Delta is slashing its daily service to a single weekly flight to Caracas. So if you're trying to get to Venezuela and you're wondering why it's harder to get there, it's because they won't let the American Airlines repatriate their money out of the country. So why would you fly there if you can't get your... Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And speaking of airports in Venezuela, one of the airports in... this is the Simon Bolivar International Airport in Caracas has a new levy of $18 to pay for a new air conditioning unit installed this year. Everyone pays. This is not a joke. I'm absolutely serious, Tom. There's a departure tax of $18. And it is to pay for the new air conditioning unit in the hotel, which they say spits out ozone protected air or something like that.
Wow.
People in the airport say it would be nice if it just cooled the air. So apparently you're paying $18 to get out of Venezuela and to have clean air in the airport, even though the air conditioner isn't working. Be grateful for the small things that we have here in the United States. And that, sir, is your travel news for today.
We are the Travel Guys every Sunday at 3 o'clock here on KFBK. We have a special guest, a gal that I actually met right here at the radio station. You never know where your next guests are going to come from. This is going to be a real treat. If you fly on airlines at all, ever have, plan to, do it frequently like Mark, everybody's going to have a question for this gal. This is one of those people that if you happen to go out to dinner and the person that you went with, you brought a date and it happened to be her, you'd spend most of the evening asking all of the questions that we're going to be posing. Coming up right after the break, we are the Travel Guys, and we'll be back with our special secret guest. Welcome back. We're the Travel Guys on KFBK with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. And on the phone from the Bay Area, I'd like to invite on the air Melissa Perry. She is a flight attendant from American Airlines. Melissa, we just met last week, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, first of all, I want to introduce you to my partner right to my left here, Mark Hoffman with Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, tell Melissa how many miles you fly a year.
Oh, Melissa, I probably don't fly as many as you do, but I'm a couple hundred thousand probably, or pretty close to that a year. So it's...
Oh, goodness. I bet you have some stories, don't you?
Well, I do. I do, and I'm a frequent carrier. I'm a frequent flyer for one of your competitors. United, who right now is having, this is the nicest way I can put this, some internal issues.
We can relate.
Well, just hope that you're with Americans, so hope that what you guys are about to go through at your company comes out better than what United is going through at their company, because that's really not working out too well for them at all.
No, it's not. Unfortunately.
No. And unfortunately, you know, it's the frontline people that I think that take the most heat. And when Tom mentioned that you would be willing to come on the air with us, I thought, well, how wonderful to have somebody who is at the door of the aircraft and who gets to put up with, you know, whatever's happened to that point is immediately your fault.
Oh, you bet. Oh, yeah.
And the lady yesterday, I was on Southwest coming home from Portland. A lady had about a suitcase that must have weighed, a carry-on bag that legitimately must have weighed 25, 30 pounds. And she must have been about 5'7". She couldn't have gotten it into the overhead with a ladder. What's the new saying? I heard one of the flight attendants the other day, you bring it, you sling it.
Yes, you pack it, you lift it. We have a lot of sayings, actually. But yeah, I mean, that's what we are not required to lift the bags and the overhead bins. We can assist, but we are not required to actually lift the bags.
Melissa, we did a fun list here a couple weeks ago of 10 things you should never say to a flight attendant. which we thought was kind of fun. One of them was, can you watch my kids? Do you often get asked to watch people's children on airplanes?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. They bring them back when they have to use the lavatory. Oh, here, can you hold my baby while I use the lavatory? I personally don't mind. I'm a sucker for that. I'll hold a baby, no problem. But, you know, there's some flight attendants that just aren't really, you know, kid-friendly. And, you know, we get asked lots of strange questions.
Well, Melissa, since we did a list that we got off of smartertraveler.com, mm-hmm. what are your, let's say, top three things that you never want to hear come out of a passenger's mouth?
Oh, goodness. Well, a lot of them are security sensitive, you know, about having a bomb on board.
Are people really that stupid?
So, yes. And a lot of times the comments are, you'll usually hear them through security when you're going through the security line. But yes, there are some people these days that just haven't they haven't actually copped a clue.
Well, Melissa, when you're on board an aircraft, there's been a lot of talk lately. Now, I know you are a mainline attendant, right, for American?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but you surely must talk to some of the American Eagle attendants and stuff like that. Your paths must cross.
Not often, unless they're on the jump seat. But a lot of times, you know, we're busy during the service, and depending on how long the flight is.
But I mean, in airports and stuff like that, do you guys share horror stories? And I mean, we hear that all of the pilot shortages that we're having on some of the feeder carriers and is starting to impact some of the operations at airports and stuff like that, because there just aren't enough pilots to go around.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see at least some of that impact slough over to some of the mainline flights, because obviously if the little planes are not running well, then it makes it hard for the big planes to run well.
Right.
Melissa.
Yes.
Are you there?
I am. I'm
okay.
here.
Okay. Mark didn't let you finish. Give me a couple more things that you'd never want to hear passengers ask you for, or what are the kind of the common courtesy kind of things that they do that annoys you?
Well, this day and age, you know, our title is flight attendant. We still have some passengers that refer to us as stewardess. And, flight attendant is a little bit more of a professional term, let's say, and it's unisex. It can go for female or male. So that's the title we prefer.
Give our listeners, passengers, some advice as to how to conduct themselves when flying with you.
You know, it's very, very important to always remember to be courteous and patient and be kind to your fellow traveler. We have 150 up to over 200 people, you know, depending on what aircraft it is. But we have a whole lot of people crammed in a very small space. And we all like our own space. So when you get people in a crowded environment, they're rushed, they haven't had a chance to get anything to eat or drink, you know, you get the energy level gets up pretty high. So I think just trying to be patient and kind. If you do need to take any type of medication, please try to bring on your own water. You know, buy it once you get inside security. If you don't want to spend $5 on a bottle, you know, in the stores in the airport, bring an empty water bottle and fill it up in the airport before you get on the airplane. This day and age, there really isn't a lot of markets that have pillow and blankets. And so bring a neck pillow or a sweatshirt or something to something for your own comfort in the event you should get cold. Let's see.
And really, Melissa, in the old days, you guys had those blankets and pillows to pass out. But let's face it, nobody knew where those blankets or pillows had been. Or who they had been with, or how many whose they had been with.
That's true. That's very true.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's funny. We all lamented the loss of the airline meals, but when we used to get them, we used to call it all mystery meat and stuff like that. So.
Exactly.
Melissa, are you around when they do the plane cleanup? You know, with a lot of times we've done things on the air where we've talked about what's the dirtiest thing on the airplane. Now, from the insider's point of view, what would you say is the dirtiest thing on the plane?
I can.
That you wouldn't want to put your sandwich on.
I cannot stand the lavatory. I cannot. I just. <mm-mm>.
Do you try not to use a lavatory yourself on airplanes?
Yes.
See, and yes, she's a flight attendant.
And what's funny is people will wait until they board just to get on the airplane to use a lavatory. Oh my goodness! If I were them, I'd go out in the airport.
I think it's just that colored water. They just like the purple water, whatever that is.
I don't know what it is, but I really don't.
What's the most unusual thing that someone has left behind on a plane?
Unusual?
Yeah, that you found in the pouch behind the seat or in the...
Well, we get a lot of diapers, unfortunately.
Ooh.
That's my thought. A lot of diapers, dirty diapers in the seat pocket.
Ouch.
Without any wrapping.
Ooh.
It's getting... And, you know, sometimes they will place them on the tray tables as well.
It's getting ooier.
It is. I personally like to carry hand sanitizer, those little travel packets of wipes. And, you know, I may look like a germaphobe when I travel, but it's okay. Because I know what's been on those tray tables.
Melissa, we're going to run up against the news here in just a moment. We would love to have you back on the program sometime in the foreseeable future. Maybe take some questions from some of our callers and let them talk to a flight attendant and ask their own questions of things about what happens on board an airplane. Would you do that for us?
You bet.
Well, I really, really appreciate you coming by today and coming by on the phone and talking to us.
Thanks, Melissa. Fly safely.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Mark. Have a good day.
Alrighty.
We are the Travel Guys. Coming up after the news, we're going to talk more about some ride sharing and
give you a chance to ride on the Magic Bus.
You got it right here on News Radio KFBK.
If you ever plan to motor west.
Welcome. This is the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano. There's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. Now, last week we had a program specifically on ride sharing. We talked about Uber and Lyft. I actually went out and took a couple of rides myself, and I think on the whole, Mark, we kind of painted a kind of a positive picture. However, there are a lot of folks that have trying to bring awareness to maybe some of the pitfalls of ride sharing. And why don't you introduce our guest and we'll look at some of the other side.
Yeah, let's do, because it all sounds kind of fun and cool and awesome and everything and cutting edge, but there are some concerns, and some folks have called these to our attention. Dave Sutton is the spokesperson for Who's Driving You. If you're following along with us on the Travel Guys at home, you can go to whosdrivingyou.org and see their website, which I think you will find extremely interesting, particularly if you are somebody who uses some of these ride-sharing services or are thinking of it. Dave, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you so much.
Dave, tell us a little bit about what is Who's Driving You?
Who's Driving You is a public safety initiative of the Taxi Cab, Limousine, and Paratransit Association. We have been tracking Uber since the company first began doing business, but with the advent of the ride-sharing companies, Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar, we have really ramped up our efforts to make the public aware of the dangers involved with these so-called ride-sharing companies.
Okay, so Dave, from your point of view, what is the biggest danger that the public faces if they tap on their phone and get into a car with somebody that they don't know?
There are two key dangers. The first is the insurance. There have been 18 separate states, plus the District of Columbia, including California, whose insurance departments are warning their citizens, their consumers, that the insurance involved with these so-called ride-sharing companies is unsafe and inadequate. And when we say consumers, we're talking about not only passengers, but the drivers as well. The second thing is background checks. These ride-sharing companies do not submit to government regulation. And as a result of that simple fact, or the fact that they won't actually identify themselves as taxi companies and take responsibility as such, their background checks cannot involve the use of FBI fingerprinting. So the criminal background checks for these drivers don't involve fingerprinting with the FBI. And as a result, there have been reports of felons getting through and driving for these companies.
You know, that's one of the questions a friend of mine asked this past week, Mark, for us to ask any of the drivers or whatever to find out is, are these people background checked and so forth? You know, and one of the things besides the safety to the public, you know, these people that become drivers, are they aware of the fines that are being handed out, like at LAX and so forth, for them going on to their property without the proper permits and being fined?
Well, LAX is an excellent example. There have been 60 separate citations at $1,000 each to ride-sharing drivers who are servicing LAX passengers. Now, it's our understanding.
The reason that they're being cited is because in order to operate within an airport in many of the airports around the country, including almost every major airport, you have to have a permit or a license and in many cases pay a fee. And that's what those taxi cab companies and other ride companies, sharing companies have paid, correctly?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. It's a safety issue as well as a licensing. But, the airports need to know that the passengers being served are not going to be put at risk and then somehow, you know, put the whole airport at risk as well.
Dave, what does your group suggest? I mean, obviously you represent the taxi cab and professional drivers who are concerned about this because this is their livelihood. So what is your suggestion? You guys have a website that allows people to report things that may or that may not be up to snuff, but where do you go from here?
Well, what we would like to see happen is that for these companies, you know, Uber and Lyft, to simply play by the same set of rules as the taxi companies. I mean, they are providing taxi cab service, but unbelievably, Uber is still taking the stance that it's a transportation company. So by playing by the same set of rules, you know, then they will be in possession of the correct type of insurance, you know, primary commercial auto liability insurance coverage, which is covered, you know, covers the vehicle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and which would cover every single exigency or bad circumstance that could come up for a passenger. That and also, you know, again, submit to government authority so that the drivers who are providing, the TNC drivers will receive background checks that involve FBI fingerprinting. And hopefully we won't see so many incidents as we have seen.
Tom, anything else that you have?
Only one thing, you know. I mean, if I wanted to serve food either from a moving vehicle or open a restaurant, I'd have to get a permit. There are people that license all of that and require permits. Who's in charge of making sure that people that give ride shares are licensed, and why has that not already occurred from the get-go? How is this, they've been able to do this without breaking any laws in the first place?
Well, the ride-sharing companies are, you know, Uber and Lyft, they are extremely arrogant. Today, right now, there's a big thing happening in New York State where New York has announced that Lyft is illegal and cannot operate in the state, and Lyft is going to go ahead and operate anyway. So in California, the California Public Utilities Commission is in charge, but they're not happy about what these companies are doing at the airports either. But no one can seem to stop them because of the arrogance and the nerve. They simply move forward even when states, you know, give them cease and desist and also temporary restraining orders.
Dave Sutton is a spokesperson for Who's Driving You, which is an initiative of the Taxi Cab Limousine and Paratransit Association. And Dave, thank you for being a guest on the Travel Guys today. Thanks for giving us a little bit of an update. I suspect you're going to see some developments in this over the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned to KFBK because that's where the story will break first. Thank you, Dave, for the update. And we'll probably check back with you in a little while and see how things are going on your end.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You know, Tom, it's there is so much just even, I mean, every day these guys are in the news now. There was an editorial in News and Review last week here in town, Give Uber a Lyft. It was basically saying get off their back. The Philadelphia police last week had a sting operation that targets what they call it the transportation companies, the TNCs at the airport. They cited 22 people and impounded one car in Washington, D.C. Here's an Uber driver, a story about an Uber driver who this one's gotten a lot of play this week. Kid basically kidnapped his passengers. The taxi inspector showed up. The passengers were in the car, and the guy gave the taxi inspector the papers. And before he could say yes or no, the guy sped off with the passengers in the car. So, you know, here's a thing from Austin, Texas, where they are saying that, look, we go back and we check the drivers. We check their records going back 7 years. We check the National Sex Offender Registry. We check their Social Security for their entire life. Right. We check their motor vehicle records. So the ride-sharing people are kind of fighting back. I just don't, man, I don't know. It's I'm not going to get in a car with a pink mustache on the front of it. I'm sorry, but I'm just not.
Well, from what you and I were talking before the show, that in New York there's been a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of these, you know, Lyft is getting busted for
tried to get him going his business Friday night,
and they, from what I understand, they're removing the pink mustaches.
They are in New York City.
And my guess would be so that they wouldn't be as easily identified and stopped.
Yeah, no, I absolutely get it, and I also get, you know, if the insurance requirements are met. And the licensing requirements are met that are equal to whatever municipality, whatever the jurisdiction that you're in, then go for it. But because the taxi cab drivers have brought this on themselves, can we admit that in part they have brought this on themselves by not having the cleanest vehicles and not having the best service, not speaking the best English, some of those things? If some of those things were improved, there wouldn't be this opening for these folks. So.
Well, there's always, it's a free market, and you know, everybody should be playing by the same rules. So we'll keep you posted.
We will. All right. If you would like to go with us on the Magic Bus, we have a news quiz for you, and you can call us at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Luis will take some calls and put them on hold, and when we come back after the break, we're going to ask you a little bit of a news quiz and see if we can get you on the Magic Bus. You have to be able to travel with us on August the 2nd, which is a Saturday. And we will be gone to the city for pretty much the whole day. So please don't call in to win if you're not able to go. August the 2nd, Magic Bus with some Travel Guys listeners. If you are not lucky enough to get on the bus today and win a spot on the bus, there are some limited spaces available called Sports Leisure Vacations tomorrow for sure at 361-2051 and get on the Magic Bus. Because if you don't, on Tuesday we're going to announce it to all of our Travel Club members. There won't be any seats left on Wednesday, I assure you.
There you go. Okay, we'll be back. More of the Travel Guys coming up here on News Radio KFBK. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK every Sunday at 3 o'clock here to make you a smarter traveler and entertain you along the way.
We're
Tom,
having a good show.
And there's Mark over there.
Flight attendant, and yes. we've got, you know, the right sharing.
You didn't
people.
Even let me introduce you.
I'm sorry.
Just jumped in.
I'm sorry. I'll go sit
Jeannie,
in the corner.
Jeannie, I don't know how I can work like this. Okay, all right. We're back with the Travel
Guys. We have a
lot
to do.
What do you got, Mark?
We got some people on the line to give away some Magic Bus tickets to, I hope. We've got just exactly the number that we need. So 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 if you want to add your name to the back of that. Tony Foster is the lucky sports leisure traveler for the week. Tony Foster was with us on a trip a couple weeks ago. If you're listening to the radio, your $50 travel card that you've just won, if you call us Monday or Tuesday at the Sports Leisure Vacations office, your card will double to $100. Tony Foster, You are the lucky winner for today.
All right,
and we've got some people on the phone here that would like to win some Magic Bus tickets. Let's fire up Tom here, who's on line one. Hi, Tom.
Well, hello, Tom and Mark.
Hey, Tom, are you fired up?
Yes, sir.
All right, did you listen to the travel news?
You bet.
At the beginning of the program, okay, so TSA is saying that if you get on a certain type of flight that you may have in your iPad or your smartphone won't fire up, you may not be able to get on the plane. What type of flight are they talking about?
Oh, international flight.
Oh, very good. Very good, Thomas. All right. Congratulations.
All right.
Yes, streaming crowd from across the street there at the State Fair. Tom, if you will hang on the phone for just a moment, we are going to get you get some information from you, and we'll get in touch with you next week, and you will join us on the Magic Bus on August the 2nd.
Thanks, Tom. Welcome.
Thanks, Tom. Tom has already gone away. That's all right, Luis. All right, Nancy in Sacramento. Hi, Nancy. Hello, Nancy. We're waiting for Nancy. Oh, Nancy is gone. All right, we'll figure that out and get back to it in just a second here. Okay. And we got a couple more seats to give away on the Magic Bus. You're going, right?
I am going. Yeah. That I don't know if you tell people I'm going, they might change their mind about going.
No, your chance to travel with the travel guys. So if you're not a winner, you can pay your way onto the bus by contacting Sports Leisure Vacations tomorrow, or you can go to travelguysradio.com and see all the details on not only on our trip, but everything that's happening up on the show. All right, we got Nancy back on. We got Nancy ready to go on the phone. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi there. Did you listen to the travel news today?
I did.
Okay. One airline is talking about redoing the check-in process at the airport, and Tom and I were marveling at the fact that it didn't seem too much different than what they're already do now. What airline was that?
Oh, darn it. I don't think this is right, but we're talking about, I will say American.
Oh, that was our flight attendant that was from American, Nancy.
That was a tough question.
No.
That was a tough question.
I don't think they were changing, so I don't know. Trans.
All right. I'll give you one. We give you a second try here. Second try on the news shuttle, the news trivia question. There's a new ride sharing service that is called Shuttle, Suddle, that is specifically looking to get people to put a particular type of passenger in their cars. What type of passenger is that?
Children.
Very good, Nancy. All right. On the second try, Nancy is a winner and is going with us on the Magic Bus. Hang on the line, Nancy, and we will get your contact information.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Luis, was that the Woodstock crowd that I heard there in the background? That's it. Who were those people?
Luis wasn't born when Woodstock happened.
Wait, what now?
I said you weren't born when Woodstock happened, Luis. All right, let's get on with the business here. Sitting across from us is Jeannie Wood, and Jeannie is the executive director. That's right, Jeannie?
That's correct.
The executive, do we got Jeannie some sound there? Executive director for Community Asian Theater of the Sierra, also known as CATS. I think that's kind of a cool acronym.
Well, thank you.
How long has the theater been around?
Oh, gosh. We have celebrated our 20th year this year.
This is amazing.
It is amazing.
Sports Leisure Travelers apparently have been coming to your theater for a while. Came to see Miss Saigon fairly recently. And
Tea House of the August Moon.
The people just rave about the performances. And I didn't know anything about the theater at all until my general manager, Kevin Murphy, said you should talk to this lady on the radio because they have this really good theater. An Asian theater in a small community like this.
Right, in Nevada City, Grass Valley. We're very small.
Yeah, so how did that come about?
Well, you find a need in filling it, I guess, you know. Years ago, when I moved up there in the early 90s, I auditioned for a role in the Rodgers and Hammerstein's Far Drum Song. And there I met the other handful of Asians that were living up there, and we all got cast.
That's great.
Because it needed an all-Asian cast. So, you know, we took singing lessons and dancing lessons, and, you know, did whatever we could to memorize lines, and that was the beginning. It was with another theater company, and then we did a couple of shows with them, and then branched off on our own and started reviewing scripts by Asian American playwrights, and really dug into more compelling stories. And here we are. We do one major show a year, just because it's been, like, Miss Saigon was huge. You know, was our biggest so far. Every year it seems like we get bigger and bigger.
So you just do one show a year?
We do one show, and then we embellish the rest of the year with cultural events.
And I see, for example, you've got the history and legacy of Asians in the Americas. You had a speaker who's coming in and doing three evening presentations.
Well, they're actually documentaries that we're showing.
Okay.
Yeah, they're movies.
So there are programs and stuff that go on in the theater at other times of the year, because a theater building is expensive to maintain. And
tell us about your theater. Where is it located, and what's it the layout?
Well,
Jeannie?
Okay, we rent the Nevada Theater.
The Nevada Theater, okay.
And it's on Broad Street. Downtown Nevada City is only a couple of blocks. It's 401 Broad Street, and it was built in the 1860s. In fact, next year they're celebrating their 150th anniversary, and there's a lot of history there. Mark Twain had performed there, as well as Emma Nevada and other celebrities back in the 1800s. And not only do we rent that venue, but other theater companies rent it as well. And they also show independent movies in the weekends by the Nevada Theater Film Series. And Music in the Mountains rents it sometimes for concerts and comedy acts. Second City have been there. So they're pretty booked.
Jeannie, you've been with CATS, with the Community Asian Theater of the Sierra, for 14 years.
I was one of the starters, so 20.
So, okay.
But the cultural enrichment part has a 14-year history, yeah.
Okay. And tell me, that's obviously, anybody who gets involved in something like community theater, it's a passion.
Yes, it is.
It's definitely a love. Has the recession, has this been a tough time for community theater the last four or five years? How have you guys done?
Because
you hung in there well.
Yeah, we hung in there, and we tried to have our prices be very reasonable. We know what people can afford or not, you know, and we listen to what people like. So we don't do a lot of edgy stuff. I mean, there are other theater companies that do it, and that's fine. They can take that risk, but we can't.
I see.
What do you have your eye on for your next show?
Oh my God, this is so exciting. We just decided it's going to be The Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. And it's written by Jamie Ford. It was on the bestsellers list in 2009. And it's a story, a very special story, about a friendship between a Chinese boy and a Japanese girl during World War II and during the internment. And so they have this very special bond. And it doesn't matter that all this stuff is happening in their lives with the war, and also with the sentiments against the Japanese because of the Chinese invasion. Japan's invasion of China a few years earlier, and then Pearl Harbor, of course. But, you know, in spite of all those obstacles that are in their way, they forged a special bond, and ultimately they had to go their separate ways. And it's a story that takes place 40 years of, there's flashbacks to it, so...
Jeannie, if someone would like to be a part of this now, are you making a kind of a casting call here?
Yes.
Or you guys have open auditions for the show?
Yes, we are auditioning in September the 20th and 21st, and there's information on our website at catsweb.org. We need lots of Asians and Caucasians and African Americans.
And you notice, Tom, if you go to their website, it's split up into each ethnic group of whoever you are and what they need for each each group and the like.
You can read the characters and say,
Jeannie,
I want to try
for that
part.
We've also posted a notice, a link to your website at travelguysradio.com.
Thank you.
So folks, if you're just out there driving around and you have some interest, wonderful shows in Nevada City. They really do a terrific job, and I just speak on behalf of my people. Jeannie, we're just about out of time today, but thank you for coming down to the studio on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And keep us posted when you're next. When you get ready for your next show, let us know.
We hope
so we can tell
audition.
Our listeners.
Yes.
All right, and thank our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back next Sunday, 3:00.
You almost said tomorrow.
I know. For another edition of the Travel Guys, next Sunday, 3:00. Be listening during the week for Mark's travel tip on.
Oh, we hope so
people
we can tell
audition.
Our listeners.
Yes.
All right, and thank our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back next Sunday, 3 o'clock.
You almost said tomorrow.
I know. For another edition of the Travel Guys, next Sunday, 3 o'clock. Be listening during the week for Mark's travel tip on KFBK. You have a great one, Mark.
Have a good week. We'll see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.